Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, 20 easy ways to save money on your pet, a warning about the dangers of e-cigarettes, and we'll learn about kitten teeth and new concerns over flying with pets. So let's start with that. Airlines are having more challenges flying pets these days. This article by Tierney McAfee was posted on People.com's politics section March 14, 2018. Senator demands that United Airlines president answer for puppy who died in plane's overhead bin. And maybe I can get through this without crying. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana is adding his voice to the national outcry over a puppy who died after a United Airlines flight attendant forced its owners to stow their beloved pet in an overhead bin for a three-hour flight. Kennedy announced on Twitter Wednesday that he had written a letter to the president of United Airlines calling for an immediate explanation for the number of animals who have died recently in the airline's care. In his letter to United President J. Scott Kirby, the Republican senator cited U.S. Department of Transportation data, stating that 18 of the 24 animals who died in major U.S. airlines care last year were in the care of United. Another 13 animals in United's care suffered injuries last year. For comparison, Delta and American each reported two animal deaths, Kennedy added. This pattern of animal deaths and injuries is simply inexcusable, he wrote. For many people, pets are members of the family. They should not be treated like insignificant cargo. Frankly, they shouldn't be placed in the cargo hold, much less an overhead bin. The family, whose 10-month-old French bulldog, Coquito, was killed in the latest incident, spoke out on Good Morning America on Wednesday. He was a member of our family, Sophia Cobayas, 11, tearfully said in the interview. He was like my brother to me. Cobayas, along with her mother, Catalina Robledo, and brother, 2 months, were traveling from Houston, Texas, back to their home in New York, and decided to bring their pup along for the trip. The return flight ended in tragedy after the flight attendant made them stow the dog in the overhead bin. We were going to put him under the seat, and then the flight attendants came, she said. We have to put him up there because he's going to block the path, she said. And we're like, it's a dog. And she's like, it doesn't matter. You still have to put it up there, Cabeas recalled on GMA. She helped her put it up, and she just closed it like it was a bag. Fellow passenger Maggie Greminger told People that she was stunned to see the puppy being stowed in an overhead bin, but understood why the family followed the flight attendant's instruction. My only thought is that if it had been me, it would have been a hard scenario. The flight attendant is the authority figure who should be trusted. I was thinking maybe there is an improved ventilation system or something of the sorts, Greminger said. Also, the owner and had an infant and other daughter. Causing a scene before flight could risk being kicked off the flight. I can only imagine she felt stuck in her decision to comply. And as a further note, it was reported also on March 14, 2018, that United Airlines also mistakenly flew a German Shepherd to Japan when he was supposed to go to Texas. And from my own personal note, flyer beware. Next, on the lighter side, 20 easy ways to save money on your pet by Lisa Granshaw, Vet Street. Between visits to the veterinarian and purchasing pet care products, owning a pet can be expensive. Luckily, there are a number of ways you can reduce your expenses. Here are 20 tips for saving money on your pet. First, make your own toys. From an easy cat knit mouse to a towel braid, you can DIY your own toys instead of purchasing them. Just make sure that you avoid using any small parts or other items that can be potential choking hazards, and always supervise your dogs as they play with these handmade toys. 2. Schedule complete physicals. While there's no way to prevent your pet from ever getting sick, the most cost-effective way to deal with an illness is catching it before it gets serious. You can do this by requesting a complete physical whenever you visit your vet, by providing a full physical and performing blood tests or other diagnostics if necessary. Your veterinarian is more likely to catch a condition before it gets worse and more expensive to treat. 3. Create a pet budget. If you're not already keeping track of your monthly pet expenses, start now. Take note of how much you spend on your pet and make an allotted monthly budget. This way you'll be mindful of how much you're spending and able to keep yourself from going overboard. 4. Avoid expensive fashion items. From fancy collars to customized sweaters, there are a lot of options for pet apparel these days. Most pets, however, don't need these expensive accessories. So save your money and stick with purchasing only necessary apparel, like a well-made collar, an ID tag, and a comfortable leash. 5. Take your own photos. With some planning, you can take great pet portraits yourself without hiring a professional photographer. You can even snap great photos of your quick-moving cat with some practice. 6. Groom at home. Pet grooming is important, but there are a number of procedures you can perform yourself instead of visiting an expensive groomer. Take the time to learn to perform pet pedicures and coat care. 7. Seek out inexpensive cat scratchers. You can purchase inexpensive scratching posts, scratching trays made of corrugated cardboard, or door hangers with cardboard or sisal surfaces instead of splurging on an expensive cat scratcher. Also, consider DIYing your own scratchers by wrapping a cheap sisal rope around a new or used post to make it last longer, or around a log or tree limb. Just be sure whatever you create is stable enough to not fall over on your pet and tall enough to offer a good scratch. 8. Keep up to date with vaccines. The best way to keep from paying large medical bills is to keep your pet protected against diseases that will be costly to treat. Take action by making sure your pet is up to date on all preventive care, especially vaccinations. 9. Find alternatives to expensive boarding. Instead of leaving your pet with an expensive boarder when you go on vacation, try looking for a hotel that allows pets. Check the hotel's website or use online resources like petswelcome.com and petscanstay.com to find pet-friendly accommodations. If you don't want your pet to stay with you, check out alternative boarding options like dogvacay.com and rover.com, which, depending on your geographic location, could cost more or less than standard boarding facilities. These websites offer regular homes with vetted owners that your pets can stay with, starting as low as $15 a night. Keep in mind, though, that when using an option like this, you're responsible for making sure the home is a good fit for your pet. Don't be afraid to ask questions to find out what kinds of animals your pet will interact with, whether all other animals in the house are up to date on vaccines, as well as anything else you might need to know to feel comfortable leaving your pet. A free boarding option is developing a pet sitting system with any friends who also have pets. If they agree to watch your pet while you're away, return the favor when they go on vacation. 10. Get pets spayed or neutered. Money spent on these procedures will keep you from having to spend even more on medical expenses associated with intact pets, such as an emergency surgery to remove an infected uterus, as well as the costs of caring for a litter of kittens or puppies in the future. Make exercise a priority. By making sure your pet gets regular exercise, you can ward off obesity and channel his energy into productive action. This can save you money on future weight-related medical bills, not to mention replacing items chewed up on out of boredom and excess energy in the long run. Consult with your vet about what exercises would be best for your pet. 12. shop around for pet insurance. It's important to consider pet insurance before you run into serious health issues. Investigate all your options and compare prices to find the right policy for you. Sometimes the most expensive option doesn't offer the right coverage for your pet, so do your research before spending your money. 13. Buy in bulk. When you see sales, stock up on products you definitely know your pet will use. Visit warehouse clubs to find good deals on large quantities of items for that your pet loves. 14. Learn your pet's routine and behavior. If you know how your pet usually acts and he suddenly starts behaving differently, you may be able to tell something is wrong before it becomes serious and more costly to address. Know your pet, and if you see any changes in behavior, start investigating what may be the cause. 15. Buy clumping litter. Avoid expensive litters made from exotic ingredients and spend your money on clumping litter for cats. You'll spend less on cleaning cat mess as a result. If you want some odor control, don't shell out for litters with scents like lavender. The kitties don't like that. Clumping litter with a touch of charcoal is less expensive and gets the job done. 16. Perform routine dental care. Try to get your pet used to daily brushing and maintain good dental health practices at home in addition to routine dental exams at your veterinary clinic. Keeping your pet's teeth clean all year long can help you avoid expensive procedures in the future. This isn't just a matter of your pet having better breath, although that's certainly a plus. Poor dental health can also lead to tooth loss and infections that spread to the heart, liver, and kidneys. 17. Look for coupons. Keeping an eye out for coupons is a great way to save money. Look for them in your local paper or on websites like coupons.com. There are also websites that continually offer discounts on products like wag.com and dog.com, but remember to take shipping into account if you purchase from these sites. 18. Know your pet. As a responsible pet owner, you should know as much as possible about your pet. Do research online or at a library and investigate if your specific pet or breed may be susceptible to any specific diseases or other risks. This knowledge can help you be aware of important preventive care steps and be on the lookout for hereditary diseases or conditions so they can be treated earlier. 19. Teach basic training at home. For experienced and committed dog owners, DIY training can be a great way to save some cash. There are a number of books you can purchase or borrow, like AKC Star Puppy, A Positive Behavioral Approach to Puppy Training, as well as free or inexpensive apps such as Puppy Coach 101 that can guide you through a training program. If you're new to training, have a dog with strong instincts like an Akita or Alaskan Malamute, or know that you need structure in order to follow through on training lessons, you might want to consider paying for a basic obedience group class. This can save you big bucks down the line and keep your dog from developing bad habits. Proper training, whether it's done at home, in class, or with a personal trainer, is of the utmost importance. And 20, skip designer cat trees. It can be tempting to spoil your cat with an expensive tree or perch, but they might not be necessary if you already have a good number of toys and scratchers. If you really want to buy one, look for inexpensive multi-level trees that will give your cat plenty of room. You can also get creative and DIY your own tree to save money. If you're hesitant about trying any of these tips on your own, seek a professional opinion before moving forward. Be smart about the areas you decide to spend less money on, and always remember that no amount of money saved is worth a risky home remedy and your pet's health or safety. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Smoke That, a warning to pet owners who use e-cigarettes, from Vet Street's Dr. Tina Wismer, DVM. As electronic cigarettes or e-cigarettes are becoming more popular, exposures to animals are increasing, as the types of exposures have changed. E-cigarettes were first marketed in 2007 and have been gaining market share ever since. At the ASPCA Animal Control Poison Control Center, in 2012, e-cigarettes made up 4.6% of nicotine exposures in a category that included traditional cigarettes, nicotine gums, and patches. In 2013, e-cigarette calls increased to 13.6% of all nicotine cases. In addition, the numbers of exposures reported increased during that time period from 240 animals affected in 2011 to 305 in 2013. This is of concern because nicotine is a dangerous poison for pets, and e-cigarettes and their associated paraphernalia often contain it in more concentrated levels than in traditional tobacco products. People use e-cigarettes to try to cut back on tobacco, but it is important to realize that these products are filled with liquid nicotine and still remain a hazard for pets. Electronic cigarettes contain a rechargeable battery that can cause oral burns if ingested, a cartridge that contains liquid nicotine, and an atomizer that vaporizes the liquid for inhalation by the user. The liquids inside can vary from those not containing any nicotine to those containing up to 16 milligrams of nicotine per milliliter of liquid, 80 milligrams per teaspoon. In comparison, most tobacco cigarettes contain only 8 to 40 milligrams of nicotine total. People who use e-cigarettes also often buy refill containers. This more concentrated refill liquid nicotine may contain up to 100 milligrams per milliliter, 500 milligrams per teaspoon, which is diluted by the user to a lower concentration when refilling e-cigarette cartridges. It is the more concentrated liquid cartridges and larger volume containers of liquid nicotine that pose the greatest risk for poisoning in pets, as well as people. In addition to the nicotine, many of the liquids contain flavoring agents. These flavorings are not a poisoning concern for animals, but may possibly make the e-cigarette even more enticing to the pets. Nicotine poisoning signs. The most common clinical sign in dogs and cats, canines make up most of our reported cases, but felines have been involved as well. So the most common clinical signs in dogs and cats with nicotine ingestion is vomiting, as nicotine receptors throughout the central nervous system and the body are stimulated. Drooling, diarrhea, agitation, and high heart rates can occur. With higher doses of nicotine, the receptors become blocked, and tremors and seizures can be seen, along with lethargy, muscular weakness, and death from respiratory muscle weakness and heart arrhythmias. The most dangerous thing about nicotine in liquid form is that it can be absorbed through the skin or mucous membranes of the mouth in dogs, cats, and humans. Normally with oral doses, for example, eating a tobacco cigarette, the liver removes much of the nicotine before it reaches the bloodstream, but transmucosal routes avoid the liver. This means more nicotine will be active when compared to the same amount of ingested tobacco in a traditional cigarette. Suspected nicotine ingestion is a true emergency. Get help immediately. Because of the rapid absorption, most animals will become symptomatic very quickly. Vomiting usually develops within 30 minutes to an hour. If you think your pet has ingested nicotine, whether it's e-cigarettes, patches, gum, or tobacco, and your pet is vomiting, agitated, or lethargic, call your veterinarian immediately or the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center at 1-888-426-4435. That's 1-888-426-4435. To help prevent nicotine poisonings, remember to always keep e-cigarettes, refill containers, and any nicotine-containing products, such as nicotine patches and traditional tobacco products, out of the reach of pets and children. Next, let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered, do kittens lose baby teeth? Well, Dr. Sandra Mitchell at PETCHA did and decided to share the answer with us. She says, just like humans, cats have baby teeth. Here's how your cat's teeth change from kittenhood to adulthood. Most everyone has played tug-of-war with a puppy to suddenly find a tooth stuck in the toy that was the center of the battle. However, not as many people have ever found or even seen kitten baby teeth. So, do kittens lose baby teeth? Do they even have baby teeth? Well, the short answer is yes, they do have and lose baby teeth. But there's some more interesting kitten tooth trivia. Are kittens born with teeth? Much like humans, kittens are indeed born without teeth. One major reason for this is that they nurse from their mother. Imagine how painful that would be for mom if each clumsy kitten in a litter of 8 or 10 had a mouthful of sharp baby teeth as they're learning how to suckle. That wouldn't end well for mom or in the long run the kittens either. After 2 to 3 weeks, once the kittens have had some practice, the baby teeth, also called deciduous teeth, start to erupt. They have all their baby teeth by the age of about 7 weeks, just in time for them to start to wean onto more solid foods. Isn't nature amazing? How the timing lines up perfectly. By the age of 8 weeks, which is when kittens have generally matured enough to be able to eat cat food, they will have 26 teeth. When do kittens lose their baby teeth? Kittens are not as dramatic about losing baby teeth as puppies are. In fact, you almost never find a kitten chewing on furniture, legs, shoes, people's hands, or toys as they move through their teething process. Just like adult cats, kittens are more subtle about what they do. The deciduous baby teeth start to fall out at about 3 months of age as they are replaced by the adult teeth. Most commonly, kittens swallow these teeth as they fall out. So, generally, no one finds baby teeth stuck in toys or laying around the house, as is common with puppies. Once in a while, a tooth might be found in a food or water bowl, but some people have had cats all of their lives and have never even seen a kitten tooth, except while attached to the kitten, of course. I've never seen one. How do deciduous teeth differ from the adult teeth? Baby teeth are generally smaller, often sharper, and a slightly whiter color than adult teeth. There are also fewer of them, 26 baby teeth as opposed to 30 teeth in the adult cat. These teeth can afford to be more delicate and fragile as the kittens usually isn't hunting aggressively or hunting large prey at this age. They are just learning to hunt. As they perfect their hunting skills at the age of 6 to 7 months, the remaining baby teeth have fallen out and are replaced by the adult teeth. Once again, nature has the timing down perfectly. Can anything go wrong in the process of transitioning from baby teeth to adult teeth? Fortunately, kittens are usually pretty adept at losing and replacing their teeth, but occasionally things do go wrong. The two most commonly seen problems are 1, male occlusions, and 2, retained deciduous teeth. Male occlusions are when the top and bottom teeth do not fit together cleanly as designed. If you close your mouth, you can feel with your tongue that the upper jaw is slightly larger than the lower jaw. Your top teeth should close outside of your bottom teeth, and this is also the case with cats. Sometimes, particularly with brachycephalic breeds, cats like Persians and Himalayans that have very short faces, the teeth do not meet the way they should, and the result is a male occlusion. Sometimes this is severe enough to require treatment, and occasionally teeth need to be extracted to help fit the jaws together. Retained deciduous teeth. Another problem is when the baby teeth do not fall out properly but stay in place as the adult teeth grow. This can crowd the permanent teeth severely and cause plaque and tartar to build up between the teeth, shifting the adult tooth out of line and damaging it. In this case, the baby teeth need to be extracted. Fortunately, as your kitten grows and sees the veterinarian regularly for kitten exams, they will check the teeth, the alignment of the teeth, and look for the development of any problems in the mouth. These are most easily corrected when found early. Cat teeth look funny compared to my dog's teeth. Why is that? Cats and kittens are obligate carnivores, meaning that their system has evolved to process only meat. Cat teeth, surprisingly enough, are not designed to chew. Have you ever noticed if your cat eats dry food that it isn't chewed when they vomit it up? For the most part, cats just don't chew. Their teeth are designed to grab, hold, and kill prey with the large canine fang teeth, and then rip off bite-sized chunks with the sharp, pointed shearing teeth in the back. Cats do not have any flat teeth like our molars, which are designed to chew and grind. All of their teeth are slender and pointed. Once again, nature has created teeth most suited to the diet the animal should be eating. Cat mouths from the day of birth right up to adulthood are optimally designed for the appropriate diet for the animal, with the teeth changing with the life stage from no teeth at all to small, slender teeth through the aggressive hunting teeth of an adult animal. Pretty amazing evolution from start to finish. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.